You're tuned to 88.9 FM and HD1. We're online as well at WQCS.org. I'm Jill Roberts. Our area has experienced a rash of pillowcase burglaries where residents outside of our area, usually Broward County, travel along I-95. When they exit, they find a nearby community and break into homes, usually grabbing as much as they can put into a pillowcase before leaving. A Brevard County company has developed something that may be able to help thwart these burglaries. It's called Cop Dots, and it comes in the form of a simple pen.
This pen right here, this is DNA for your property.
Cop Dots representative, Sean Andreas.
Inside this pen, there's a clear adhesive. And in this adhesive, there's special component. There's some special DNA components in here, and there's thousands of little tiny micro dots.
Each dot is laser etched with a number. That number will be registered to the person who buys the pen. The dots are encased in a clear adhesive, a strip of which can be applied, according to Andreas, to a number of possessions.
Mark electronics, power tools, bicycles, anything of any personal value.
The company will provide readers to law enforcement agencies and possibly pawn shops. They have something similar to blacklight technology, which allows the cop dots to shine when you pass the light over them. Indian River County Sheriff Daryl Lohr hopes cop dots will help put a dent in crime rates.
Our property crimes in Indian River County have always been an issue that we've tried to concentrate on. And by having this extra added component as law enforcement technology continues to change, this will not only allow us to help recover stolen property perhaps, but equally as important, it will also allow us a crime prevention tool.
One of those tools is a sticker. It comes in the Cop Dot kit and is to be put on your front door or window. It announces that Cop Dots have been used in your home. St. Lucie County Sheriff Ken Mascara says he hopes to take it one step further.
And if we get a majority of a community to buy these pens, then they will come out and put a sign, just like a neighborhood watch sign, at the entrance of this community, identifying this community as a Cops Dots community. Now, if you're a criminal, you see a neighborhood watch sign, then you see that most of the homes there are utilizing this identification system for their property. We presume that that criminal is going to go elsewhere.
Sheriff Mascara hopes Cop Dots can also help identify missing children.
They can mark their book bag, maybe their sneakers. God forbid that child comes up missing and a deputy finds a child walking along the road and says, you know, are you so-and-so? And the kid says, you know, he can't communicate or he can't tell. That deputy would have a scanner and say, yeah, this is our missing child. I mean, he's identified. That's the one that's missing.
The dots are waterproof and can be safely used on boats. But Cop Dot Sean Andreas says if they'll be in direct sunlight, like on your car, you may need to reapply in a few years.
The lifespan of the product in direct sunlight, the recommendation is that you reapply it every 5 years. If it's indoors, it's an indefinite application in the right conditions.
You can find out more about Cop Dots by following the link on our webpage. You'll also be able to see a picture of the kit at WQCS.org. For 88.9 FM, this is Jill Roberts.